turn with me to the book of Acts. If you have your Bible, you could turn it on. You can open it, and we're going to read a few verses from the book of Acts. I was in church a few days ago, and the pastor told us to open our Bibles. And there was a lady, a 40-year-old lady next to me who didn't have a Bible, so I kind of leaned over to her to share it. And so she read those verses with me, and then I put the Bible back on my lap. Well, about halfway through the sermon, this lady steals my Bible and starts frantically looking through it. I'm like, Lord, what do I say? You know, because I don't, you know, and she's not even acknowledging me. So don't steal anyone's Bible tonight. But look with me at the book of Acts, and we're going to read from the 6th to the 8th verse, right? And I'm going to read it out loud. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom in Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power. Someone say power. Come on, someone say power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The Lord began to remind me that his plan for my life is supernatural. The plan that God has for your life is supernatural. Now, what does that mean? I want to define two terms. What does plan mean? Because we hear that word a lot in the church, right? God has a calling for you, a mission for you, a purpose for you, a plan for you. The Word of God suggests that from the time you were an infant, God set you apart. And there was a specific reason for your existence. That's what the Lord teaches. You are not here by default. You are not here because you're an accident. God says that there is a reason to your existence. There is a reason to why you're here. A plan is more than just a task. A plan is more than just a duty, right? If we read the Word of God, we see that many men and women were called by God and they fulfilled many things in their life. I think about Moses. There was a time in Moses' life when he would debate the Pharaoh, right? Let my people go. There was another time in the life of Moses where his task was to lead the people of Israel from Egypt through the Red Sea. But his task was not his calling completely. It was part of it, right? But it wasn't the whole thing. Your plan, your purpose, your calling is more than a task. It's also more than a title. You can be a doctor, a lawyer, a fashion designer, a businessman, an accountant. You could be a musician. You could be a social worker. But that doesn't necessarily define the full plan that God has for your life. Now listen, the Lord will give you tasks to do. The Lord will give you a title. The Lord will give you passion and desire. But that doesn't represent the full purpose and plan of God for your life. So then what is the plan of God for my life, Tony? Now that's a deep question. But I believe the Word of God suggests a very simple answer tonight. The plan and the purpose for your life, in whatever season, whatever title you hold, whatever task God is assigning you to do, throughout all of that, your purpose in life is to exalt Jesus and to serve others. There will be different seasons in your life that God will call you to different things. God will take you through college. God will get you a job. You may get married. But whatever season you're in, the Word of God suggests our primary purpose is to exalt Jesus and to serve each other. That is why we are here, to exalt Jesus and to serve each other. Now, what does supernatural mean? Because God has a plan for my life, but what does that word mean? Because we throw that word out in church all the time. What does supernatural mean? That means this. You cannot fulfill the call of God on your life or the purpose of God in your life without the strength of God. Because when God calls you to do something, or when God puts purpose on your life, we serve a massive God. God doesn't give little purpose. I said God doesn't give little purpose. God doesn't give little task. God doesn't give little title. God is massive, the Bible says. The creator of the whole universe. So when he gives a title, when he gives a purpose, when he gives a reason, it's always grand. And there is no way that in my strength I can fulfill the plan of God for my life. Absolutely no way. I cannot love God in my own strength the way God deserves to be loved. I cannot serve others in my own strength without the strength of God. I cannot fulfill the mighty and grand tasks that God has for my life without the strength of God. I cannot step into the titles that God is going to bestow upon me and upon you without the strength of God in our life. You see, God has a calling for you. And his calling, his purpose, his reason for your life is grand. But you need the strength of God to fulfill it. That's what it means when we talk about supernatural. There is nothing natural about the call of God on our life. And that's what the Lord began to remind me of. There is nothing you can do, Tony, in your own strength. There is absolutely nothing you can do in your own strength. Now, why is it that God's purposes are so great and so mighty? This is one of the reasons that I believe it. If we were able to do it, we would take the glory for ourselves, right? I did that. I got that. I took care of that. But the Lord, the Bible says, is a jealous God. So he doesn't share his glory with anyone. He's got mighty plans for your life, as the book of Jeremiah says, but they're so mighty that you need power. You and me need power. And that's what leads us to the book of Acts. I want to read it again for you, right? Listen to what the Lord says. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed in his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. Listen to what Jesus says. You need power for what I have for your life. You need a gift. Now you have to understand, the Lord has already given us a gift tonight. The Bible says that if you come to Jesus in your mess and say, Lord, I need you, then he offers salvation. You put your faith in him and we are going to heaven. That's what the Bible says. We are saved for eternity. But the Lord says you need another gift, which is partly the reason I'm giving out a gift, but you need another gift for strength for what I have for your life. Listen to the question they asked the Lord. We're going to take that for a moment and put it on pause, and we're going to get back to it because it all ties together. But listen to this question. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? I want to talk briefly about the context for us to understand what they were asking Jesus. There was a group of believers that came to the Lord and said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom? The Bible teaches that one day Jesus comes back to the earth and he will rule and reign. And all of us will rule and reign with him. That's what's written in the Word of God. And the Christians of that day said, Lord, is the time now that you are going to make us rulers with you? Are you going to rule now, and are we going to rule with you? You see, Christians were persecuted not only by the Roman Empire, which was arguably the strongest empire in history, but also by the Jewish leaders. So you've got two different people groups looking at people like us as the scum of the earth. And finally, they said, Lord, we've had enough of the persecution. Maybe they had enough failure. I've had enough of whatever it is that I'm going through. Will you reign now? Will you, in other words, will you lift me up? I don't want to be the scum of the earth. I don't want to have no power. I don't want others not to respect me. I want to rule and I want to reign with you, Lord. And listen to how Jesus answers. He says to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. He says, it's none your business. That's what he said. He said, it's none ya, for when I establish my kingdom. Now that sounds a little harsh. It's none of your business. But the Lord answers the question because he says, I will lift you up and I will give you power, the power that you need to walk out the purpose and the plan for your life. You will receive power. Is the promise from God. What kind of power are we talking about? Because we could be talking about a ton of different types of power. In the immediate context of this biblical text, Jesus is talking about a power to witness to others. Jesus says, I will give you power to be able to talk to others about your faith. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He says, not only will I give you a boldness and an authority, I will put weight behind your words. So when you say something, it hits home. And Jesus doesn't only say that. He says, not only will I give you boldness, power, and authority to say words, to speak them in weight, but he says, I will give you power to live the right kind of life. To walk in the freedom that I have for you. And this is what the Lord began to ask me over the last 2 weeks. He said, Tony, you may know the word. I'm here every Friday. I'm here every Sunday. Guys, the church is my life, all right? I work here. This is what I do. And the Lord says, you're here, but where is your power, Tony? Ooh. The Lord asks those kinds of questions sometimes. He says, you're here even on the stage, clapping your hands and worshiping and blessing God and doing all the right things, but where is your power? And then he began to talk to me about these three things. Where is your power to speak to others? Where is your power to have weight behind your words? And where is your power to walk in the full freedom that I have for your life? And when the Lord asks that kind of question, you just shut up. Because what do you say to that? I don't have the power. Lord, you're asking me a rhetorical question. I don't have the power, and you know that. So why are you asking? Because the promise of God is this: you will receive power. And I believe in our generation, we've got a ton of people out here who genuinely love God. And you genuinely want to walk in the freedom of God. But as I was praying this week, the Lord says, we've got a young adult group that lacks a little bit of power. And we need power to walk in the plan of God. For our life, we need the power of God. I need the power of God to turn my eyes away from that screen. And so do you. You need the power of God not to murmur behind someone's back. You need the power of God to serve others and put them above yourself. You need the power of God not to get your task and your title twisted with the purpose for your life. You need, and I need, the power of God. We will never make a difference in our generation without the power of God. Listen, we could get relevant. I've thought about that. Absolutely. We could dim these lights all the way and I could shoot up lasers. You know what I'm talking? Lasers. Nothing wrong with lasers. We could get super relevant, right? We could talk about how forgiving and merciful and awesome God is, and those are all true. We could kind of sweep sin under the carpet and say, you know what? The Lord is good and it's all right. Don't worry about it. We could water down our gospel if we want, but what kind of church do we want to be? What kind of church do we want to be in the middle of hell itself? Do you want to get so relevant that you've lost all your power? Or do you want to be the type of Christian that walks in the fullness of the freedom of God? Do you want to be the type of Christian that has a boldness to get on that train and say, you, I'm talking to you. Is that the kind of power and boldness you want in your life? Because I don't have it in my own strength. But more than anything in my generation, I want to make a difference. You know my prayer? Every person that comes across me, Lord, I want them to be marked by you. I want people to see your love in me, your grace, your compassion, your conviction. I want to make a difference. And guess what, youth group? We need power. We need power from God. I feel like we've lost a little bit of our power. But the Lord promises you could get it right back. You can't walk too far, can't sin too much, can't disappoint me. And I put that in quotes because the Lord loves you and is pleased with you. Too much to outrun the power of God. My question to you tonight is, do you want it? Do you want it? Because guess what? It comes at a cost. The power of God is given freely, but it comes at a cost. It comes at a cost. There will be things the Lord says, I want you to depart from that. There will be conversation the Lord says, I want you to take a step from that. There will be moments when the Holy Spirit says, take a step this way, and you have the choice to make. But here's what I'm talking to you tonight about. Do you want power? And how bad do you want it? Yeah, we can want power in the church, but do you want it after you leave? Do you want power after you leave on Friday night? When you're getting food, when you're dancing in your room, whatever you're doing. I don't know what you guys do on your free time, but whatever you're doing. Do you want power then? Do you want power in your school? Do you want power on the job? Or do you want to settle for coming to church, listening to someone yell at you for 25 minutes, listening to Judith lead us in some worship, and walk out of here the same way you walked in? What do you want tonight? Do you want the power of God? The Lord says, you will receive power. I don't want to be the kind of Christian that has no power anymore. I don't want to be the kind of Christian that has all the right things to say and can argue theology till I'm blue in the face. But when it comes to my personal walk, when it comes to me being a witness and my life testifying to others, I don't want to be that type of Christian. And I don't think you should settle for that type of Christian either. You have the opportunity to make a difference in your generation. You have the opportunity because remember, the plan for your life is much greater than you think. And the purpose is a lot grander than you think. And God wants to equip you. It comes down to this. Do you want the power of God? That's what the Lord asked me these past few weeks. Do I want the power of God in my life? Now listen to what the Word of God says. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit is upon you. Now, sadly, for a time now in the church, many people have misrepresented the Holy Spirit. Many people have done some crazy nonsense in the name of the Holy Spirit. And I encourage you on Sunday nights, if you have the time, to get out to our connect groups, because we're discussing the Holy Spirit and how important he is to our generation. But simply put tonight, just for the sake of time, the Holy Spirit is God's gift to you to empower you. That's how he does it. There's nothing mystical about it. There's nothing weird about it. You don't start foaming at the mouth. There's nothing ridiculous about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to you to empower you to be able to tell others, have weight behind your words, live the lifestyle of freedom that Jesus offers. The Holy Spirit is given to empower each of us. My prayer became, after the Lord shared this with me, my prayer became, Lord, I need more and more of your Holy Spirit. And I think as a young adult teen tonight, we need more and more of the Holy Spirit in our life. I'm going to ask a piano player just to play briefly. Go ahead, Chris. Tonight we pray before, every Friday we pray before the service. And tonight as we were praying, we pray with a group of us. The Lord fell. We began to weep and cry out to God, but there was no mistaking that the presence of God was there. Tonight, I want you to bow your heads and just close your eyes with me. I know by the looks on some of your guys' faces that it's been a long week. And I sensed as we worshiped that it was a little tough this week. But the Lord wants to give you power. And it only comes if you want it. If you don't want power and you're content in living the life you're living, then you keep living the life you're living. But if you want real power to make a difference in our time, you need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. So tonight, if the Lord spoke to you and the Lord reminded you that you need power, just like I need power, I want you to slip up your hand. Just slip up your hand for me. I see you. I see you. I see you, all of you. I see you. I see you. I see you. All of us stand for a moment. Stand. Every person that raised their hand, there's no shame here tonight. We're family. I want you to join me at this altar. Go ahead and make your way now. Mom, Dad, Jason, everyone else. Go ahead. We're going to invite you to come. Fill the front of this altar. Fill the front of this altar. Jesus, Jesus, we need you, Lord. Go ahead and come, come, come. Listen, don't ignore the Lord tonight, because I believe God is going to do something great. Go ahead, fill the front of this altar. Lord, we love you today, Father. Would you begin to pray in your own voice? God, I need you. I've got to have you, Lord. I will not settle for tonight being like every other night, Lord. I may have the gate service memorized, but I'm not gonna settle of walking out of this place without a touch from you tonight, because I need you. Judith, as you come and lead us, just begin to pray and cry out to God. Cry out to God. Listen, God needs to hear you. Even if you don't have words tonight, begin to whisper to the Lord. Lord, we need you tonight. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. Holy Spirit, we need you. We realize that the plan of God for our life is great. It's massive, Lord. And we know we can't walk it out in our own strength. So fill us with power. Jesus, 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 we need you. your power. Begin to raise your voice tonight. We need your power, Holy Spirit. I pray you would fall in this place like we've never experienced you before, God. Because we are desperate. We are absolutely desperate for you, Lord. We are desperate for you. Cry out to God. Cry out to God. Father, all we can pray is that we need you. God, we came here tonight because we need your power. God, I've seen it in my life, Lord, and I know young adults tonight have seen it in theirs, Father. We need your power, God. God, to be the type of Christians, Lord, that impact wherever we are, Lord. Father, that others would look to us, look at us and see, what is it about this man or this woman, oh God? Father, that we would have the power to be able to share our faith, the power and the weight, oh God. Jesus, that you would give us power tonight to turn our eyes away, to turn our ears away, oh God, to turn our minds away, oh God, to turn our hands and our feet away, oh God. God, as your church, we cry out to you, Father. And your promise to us tonight is that we will receive power. Lord, would you empower your church, God? The same way your church ran in the book of Acts, oh God. The same kind of power your apostles had. The same kind of power the disciples had. The same kind of power these great men and women of God we read about had. Father, the call, the plan, the purpose on our life is great, oh God. But with that, we need great power, Lord. We need great power. And Lord, you know our weaknesses, oh God. You know the areas we fall short. You know the places we fall short, oh God. But God, I believe it is your heart, Jesus, to lift up your church again, oh God, in power. Jesus, I believe it is your heart to raise a remnant in this generation that is different. I believe it is your heart to give us the power to witness, to give us the weight in words, to give us the power to live the lifestyle you're calling us to live. God, I believe that we need your power. So we ask for it tonight. Holy Spirit, fall in this place as you have fallen. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. We thank you, God. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you begin to speak to every person at this altar? Jesus, speak to every one of us tonight, oh God. Remind us of the places tonight that you're calling us to move away from, oh God. Remind us of the things you're asking of us to do, Father. God, remind us, Jesus, of your victory on the cross. Father, if the devil is lying to us and saying power isn't for you, Lord, would we take him back to the cross tonight? Well, you proved it from once and for all, Lord. Holy Spirit, we give you our time. Have your way.